It was 1 year ago this day that the state legislature and Governor Rick Snyder passed a set of bills into law that made some very contentious history in our state. It was December 11th, 2012, when Michigan became the nation's 24th right-to-work state. The laws took effect in March, making it illegal to force workers to pay union dues as a condition of employment. So 1 year out, has right-to-work changed Michigan? We're joined for this discussion by Michigan State University economist Charlie Ballard and from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Wendy Block. Charlie, I'll start with you. 1 year out, has right-to-work done what its backers hoped for and its critics feared?
I think it's done really neither of those. It has not had a very big effect on the economy. It was sold as giving the economy a shot in the arm. I don't think that's happened. And that's largely because unions, for better or worse, were already greatly diminished in strength relative to what they were in the 60s and 70s. In 2012, only one out of every six Michigan workers was a member of a union, and only one out of every nine private sector workers. On the other hand, I don't think it's been as doomsday as some of the opponents of right to work said that it would be, because the evidence so far indicate that most of the unions have maintained the membership that they had, or maintained most of the membership that they had before.
Okay. And from your perspective, Wendy, what does the Michigan Chamber of Commerce feel?
Sure. So as you had mentioned, it still is very early in the implementation of Michigan's right to work law. While that law was implemented in December of 2012, it really took effect in March of 2013. In the midst of this debate last winter to make Michigan the 24th right-to-work state, labor unions and other opponents really predicted this doom and gloom scenario, declaring that the Mitten State had begun its race to the bottom. But really, despite these predictions, a funny thing happened, and Michigan's economy really began to turn a corner. Study after study shows that Michigan's economy is on the rise. Is it as large of a jump as some would like to see? No. But the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that Michigan's civilian labor workforce and employment is growing, and nearly every industry in Michigan has experienced job growth over the last 12 months. And I would say that, you know, by and large, many businesses in Michigan and CEOs across the state declare Michigan's right to work as somewhat of a game changer for our state. And I think we'll only begin to see more of that as time progresses.
Well, I'd like the thoughts of both of you with the change in the business climate and the improvement. Can it be attributed to right to work, or is it the fact that America in general, the economy is pulling out of that tailspin that it was in?
From our standpoint, we do think it would be unfair to point to Michigan's right to work law as the only reason for Michigan's recent success. And, you know, I guess I would say that passage of this law is viewed as a game changer. It's opened doors to jobs and economic growth. But, you know, some of that also has to do with other things that have been done in the legislature, as well as things that are going on nationally. But certainly changes to our state's tax law or labor laws or regulatory policies, all of those sorts of things have also helped create a path to economic recovery for our state, which is a good thing for employers and employees.
What are your thoughts, Charlie?
I think Wendy's correct that it's early to tell exactly how far what the effects of some of these things will be. But I would say that we are just 3% of the U.S. economy. We have open borders with the rest of the world. And what that means is that an awful lot of what happens here in Michigan, like it or not, is really determined by policies that are set well beyond our borders and by economic trends that are really global in nature. We lost 860,000 jobs from the peak in 2000 to the trough in 2010. I don't think most of those were because of our state's tax policies. I think they were because we were heavily dependent on manufacturing sectors that had a lot of stress in that decade. And also, of course, the end of the decade came the what I hope is a once-in-a-lifetime financial crisis. There's nothing about Michigan policy, right to work or otherwise, that created that financial crisis that was created in Wall Street in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Then we finally turned around in the spring of 2010. We had 64,000 jobs gained in the rest of 2010, 97,000 in 2011, 37,000 in 2012, and 73,000 so far in 2013. I think it's possible to attribute at least some of that to policies that we've pursued. Most of it is a rebound that would have happened because of the recovery of the world economy and the American economy, regardless of what we did here.
Yeah, Wendy, I have to ask you, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation has been asked in a number of news stories about this anniversary. Can you give us the name of any project that came to Michigan because of Right to Work? And they weren't able to do that. And weren't we told by the governor and lawmakers as it passed that we're going to see the phone ringing?
Yeah, so I what I would say about that is that, you know, no single employer looks at one factor determining whether they're going to come to a state, but it's site selection experts across the country say that up to half of all companies that hire them to find good locations won't even consider states that don't provide workers protections like the Right to Work law. So Michigan was automatically losing out on these jobs and not even being considered for new opportunities. Between 1977 and 2010, Right to Work states enjoyed nearly double the growth of non-right to work states. So ultimately, we believe Michigan now has the opportunity to seize these job opportunities and to grow its economy. So, you know, while again, it's not a silver bullet, it certainly it does go a long ways to help.
Charlie, I'd like to get back to, you had touched on the fact that Michigan's unions had been losing members. In fact, I think your quote was Michigan has been a de facto right to work state for years.
Yes. I mean, we now have, with fewer than 16% of our workers being members of, fewer than 17% being members of a union, we are sort of like some of the right to work states were back in the 70s. We had 45% of our workers members of a union back in 1964. So it's been a fairly steady and long-term decline. You know, I want to follow up on something that Wendy said about the growth of the growth in income of the right-to-work states.
Mm-hmm.
What are the right-to-work states? They are the Confederate states, the states of the South is most of the right. That's about half the right-to-work states. Well, a big part of their growth has been that a generation or two generations ago, they were so far behind the rest of the country in terms of educational attainment. They have caught up somewhat. That, I think, far more than anything to do with their labor policies would explain why the incomes have grown more rapidly in the South than they have in many other parts of the country. And then as I look to the fact that even with that, the right-to-work states are still significantly poorer on average. Per capita income in the right-to-work states, more than $6,000 per year less than in the non-right-to-work. That doesn't mean that that's caused by the labor policies, but it does make you think there's something else that is the secret, and that something else is that the most prosperous states all have a more highly educated workforce. And if we really want to improve our state's financial and economic position, that's where we're going to have to focus. I don't think right to work is going to make a whole lot of difference one way or the other, but if we can improve the skills of our workforce, that will make a difference.
What will you be watching for when the UAW contracts with the big three are up in 2015? And, you know, with the idea that Right to Work is in place now, and also keeping in mind UAW's talking about its first dues increase since 1967. Charlie, what do you think will happen?
Oh, hard to predict. But I would say, you know, even before the Right to Work and even before the auto bankruptcies, back in 2007, we had this negotiation. The UAW gave up a lot in that. They established the two-tier wage system.
Mm-hmm.
I think they understood the harsh realities in which they found themselves, and I think that will probably continue.
Has Right to Work, do you think, gotten union leaders on both on the, you know, the top leaders and at the local level? Are they being more proactive in reaching out to their members now with Right to Work in place?
I would say they have to. At this point, right to work really forces unions to be more attentive to their members' concerns and to basically tell them what they've done for them today. Because right to work ensures workplace fairness and equality, and it gives every employee the ability to decide for themselves, either by themselves or with their family, if joining or financially supporting the union is the right choice for them. So, you know, I think just like everything else in this world, people have to see a value in order to spend their hard-earned dollars to financially support something. So I think that's kind of some of the benefit here, is that making sure that people recognize when they're getting their money's worth.
And final word to you, Charlie.
Well, I think that's right. You know, unions, for better or worse, and I think it's worse if you're a union supporter and better if you're not, as I say, they've lost a lot of power over the last several generations. And that does, I think, force the union leadership to be very acutely aware of trying to convince their members of the value that they produce. Otherwise, that decline in union membership will likely continue.
That was Michigan State University economist Charlie Ballard. And from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Wendy Block. Thank you so much to both of you for talking with us on Stateside today.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. You too.